We're certainly thankful tonight to be with you. We pray that the Lord will bless us as we try to say something that would be comforting to you. We know that we have a great God and he's able to deliver us in our infirmities. And certainly we're thankful tonight to be with you again. I'm going to go into the letter, in the Galatian letter. I've been preaching a lot on the Spirit lately, and I love to preach on the Spirit because that's what we depend on. That is that Spirit in you, the hope of glory. The Lord loved us even before we were ever born, before time ever began, but he put a Spirit in us. He said, I must go away, but I'll send a Comforter. And that Spirit that we all have to have in order to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. He's put his Spirit in us, and he's given us a desire to preach his everlasting gospel to the best of our ability. And without him, we are nothing and less than nothing. It says here in chapter 5, it says, stand fast, therefore, with the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Why would we want to be under bondage anymore? The bondage of the law could not do anything for us. The law introduced us to sin, but we're out from under that bondage of sin now, and we're free, not of ourselves, but we have freedom as in Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has made us accepted in his beloved. We've been born again. We've been made new creatures, and this is the faith that he's given us, that we will stand in the liberty of our calling. And he says, Christ has become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law. Ye are fallen from grace. Certainly the law could never justify us. It took the precious blood of the Lamb of God to justify us in our iniquities. And he took away all of our iniquities, and he brought us to the banqueting house, and the banner over us was love. What we got? What is it? Oh, okay. Christ has become none effect whosoever you are justified by the law. You are fallen from grace. It says, for in Christ neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything or nothing, nothing but by love. And this is what I'm going to talk about, the spirits, the fruits of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit is this. He says, it's, you know, the Spirit, we have so many things to be thankful for. The Spirit helps us to know that we're children of God, because if the Spirit's not in us, we're not born again. We've been born again from above, and he's given us this sweet consolation of his love for a brethren. You have not been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. That's our first and foremost thing to do here, is serve one another. If we serve one another, we love the Lord and we love our brothers ourselves, we are certainly going to have some joy and peace in this world while we live and move and have our being. These things we talk to you about tonight is the Spirit, and that Spirit, if it's in you, in the Spirit of love, it's joy, it's peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against there, see, there's no such law. So we pray tonight that you would bless us, O Lord, to think about these things, and if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If we don't walk in the Spirit, show our love to one another and always be at our brother's feet and thinking about the great things that the Lord has brought in our life and given us, that we can think of and then understand that we are his because he made us accepted in his beloved. He didn't offer himself to me. He offered himself to the Father. And when the Father accepted his will, he gave him the ability to save his people from their sin. He came and went to the cross and died for our sins. We're still sinners. Don't get me wrong. We sin and come short of the glory of God because we certainly not only have the Spirit of God in us, but we have the nature of man also in us. And sometimes there's a warfare there all the time, really. It's a warfare between the nature and the Spirit. And these two cannot ever agree, because if we're in the nature man, we're not able to speak of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to be in that Spirit, and that's why he sent the Spirit to us, the Comforter, and he'll give you what you need to have. And that's what we rely on. We rely on that spiritual Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the triune God, the one that we serve, the only one and true God that's ever been and ever will be. He loved us with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, he's drawn us to the banqueting house. We're here tonight because he has led us to be here and given us the promise of eternal life. That's something that we look forward to, and we know that we have eternal life because we love the brethren. Not if we love the brethren, but because God loved us first. He gave us the ability to love one another. And I'm so thankful, brethren, that I love my brethren. I love my church. I try to with all of my heart and soul, and I put everything in it that I can put in it. But I know that I'm weak and I'm unworthy of the least of God's blessings, but he gives me blessings even in my older age. I know that I have pretty good faith in him all the time. I read about the things that he's done for us. I hadn't done anything for him but to try to praise him. And I know that he's due all of our praise, everything that we can give him, because he was our elder brother, and he is our elder brother, and he gave us life. He gave it more abundant. And we're so thankful to be with the Church of the Living God. I know, you know, somebody asked me one time, you know, if I love the Lord. I said, sure, I love the Lord. Why do you love the Lord? Because he first loved me. He brought me out of the miry clay, set my feet upon the solid rock, even sing praises unto him who is our Father and our King and our priest. And he says, I am God, and besides me, there's not another. And he said, I am God, and I declared the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that have not yet been done are not been here. So we know that the fruit of the Spirit is in us, and we love God because he loved us with a love that passes all understanding. I don't understand how God could love such a first sinner as me, but you know, I'm not the only one. But you know, I tell people, like my father-in-law used to tell me, he said, I'm not glad I'm a sinner, but since I am a sinner, I'm glad I have a Redeemer that brought me out from under the bondage of the law and gave me the Holy Spirit and set my feet upon a solid rock, even joy in my heart and peace and comfort and joy to work out that the Lord has worked in my life and given me something that I'm so thankful that I can walk around and speak to people and praise people and look on people better than myself. I know that I'm nothing. I believe Paul said he felt like to be less than nothing. And I know sometimes I'm like Paul. I get the feeling that way, that I'm the unworthiest creature you ever met. But I know that God loved me. Had he not, I would not have been here. I would have not lived as long as I have, because I believe when you serve the Lord and you keep this temple that belongs to him, people say this body belongs to me. I want to do what I want to with it. Well, it doesn't. It belongs to God. And certainly God has given us the comfort of the things of this life. And we need to praise him not only for the food and raiment that we wear, but for the love that he shed abroad in our hearts to love the people that's in the Church of the Living God. He gave us this kingdom and he set it up in us that we might glorify him and not another, and look to him, the only and true and living God that we have in this world. In the world to come, one day we look forward to that time that we will meet him in the air, and so shall we ever be with him. But we hope and pray to have this joy in our heart while we're here in this world. We love the gospel of salvation by grace. That's the only way that we can receive it. It's by grace we are saved through faith, that not of ourselves. It's a gift of God. Aren't you glad that God has given you the gift of faith, that you can walk out and trust on God always. You can't depend on mankind to do anything for you, but you can certainly depend on God to walk with you wherever you are and lead you, not into temptation, but into the righteousness that is in Christ and Savior Jesus, Lord. He is the one. He is the only righteous one. We have no righteousness. Our righteousness is filthy rag, but it's like he told Abraham. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. It's accounted to you and me for righteousness because we love the Lord, and it's because he first loved us, and he thought and prayed to the Father in our behalf, and he sent the Spirit for that purpose to lead us through this life as we go through the things that we do go through. And he said, brother, bear ye one another burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he is deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not another. Brothers and sisters, I rejoice reading the scriptures all the time. It just makes me feel so much better to read the scriptures. I don't understand all of them, but I know that God has given me some understanding, and I know that he keeps me in his way, and I know he is the way. He told him there, asked him, Lord, which is the way? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And every man, woman, or child that cometh to me must be coming in faith and give loving care for each one of his children. He loves them with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness, he's drawn us to the banqueting house. We're here because God has given us the ability to come and serve a great God. I thank you for your precious attention, and I want you to know that I love every one of you and would love to be there with you. But we're going to pray for you all, and I want you to hear from you and hear your prayers. Sometimes call us, if you will, and I'll talk to you while on the phone. I know that you're my brothers in Christ, and I love you as I love all of my brethren in this same area I'm in. And I'm looking forward to hearing Brother Randy tonight. And Brother Randy, I love you, and Brother Parker, and I'm so thankful to be with you tonight. And pray for me, Brother Gary, and pray for me, Brother John, that I'll have the ability sometime to come back to see you. Hope everything gets to where I can. But if not, we always have you in our prayers and our thoughts. Thank you for your kind attention, and we love you. May God bless you.